live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Big show today. In the final segment, we're going to be joined by Rachel Ellering, who I believe is wrestling on the NXT show that is taking place tonight. It is, of course, a very big night for television. We have got the NXT show. We have got Lucha Underground. We have got the finals, the live two-hour finale of the WWE Cruiserweight Classic coming up here tonight as well. Lots of television. Of course, last night was SmackDown Live, and we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the Heath Slater storyline. Heath Slater is one half of the tag team champions, but he is not signed as of yesterday. And I thought, man, what a storyline they could do. This man holds up the company for more money. But in fact, they did not do that. He signed his contract, and now Heath Slater is officially a part of the SmackDown roster, as is Jack Swagger. He officially jumped ship. Jack Swagger now part of the SmackDown roster. We could talk about that show. We do have a main event for their next pay-per-view, which is John Cena, AJ Styles, and Dean Ambrose for the title. They're doing a very weird storyline with Dean Ambrose that I've got to talk about here today. And we also have to talk about the ratings for Raw on Monday night. They were thrashed by the NFL. Thrashed. And of course, we knew that they were going to take a hit, but when we talk about the hit that they have taken, you may be surprised. Actually, you may not be surprised, but the numbers are not impressive. Probably taking phone calls in the second segment of the show, not the first. Too much news to talk about, but you can send me text messages 425-780-7566 at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages in the second segment. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and your text messages to 425-780-7566. I know we've talked about the Raw ratings a lot. Hate to waste everybody's time, but I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to predict the future, because that's what I do. It's from WrestlingObserver.com. Everyone knew the first week of football season was going to take a bit out of the Raw ratings, and even in a worst-case scenario, I don't think anyone expected this. The feeling was that Raw would struggle to top 3 million viewers and fall under it some weeks, and probably start out in the 2.9 million viewer range, similar to how it did against the Olympics. Last night's Raw, this being Monday, did 2.68 million viewers, barely beating out the 2.62 million for the July 4th show this year. Aside from that show, from a ratings standpoint, this will probably be the lowest rated show since October 14, 1996. And that is when it was going head-to-head with another wrestling show, Major League Playoffs, and an NFL game. The Steelers-Redskins game did 12.96 million, which, by the way, in terms of like huge sporting event numbers going against Raw, this is far from the most viewed. There is at least a possibility that SmackDown tonight will beat Raw. Raw still beat SmackDown's number last week, but most SmackDown shows have done roughly the same as Raw did last night. And you know, I remember I had predicted here on this show that during football season there would be weeks where SmackDown would beat Raw, and I was ridiculed. I demand an apology from you ridiculers. Show started weak and steadily declined over the 3 hours. Here are the 3 hours, everybody. 2.83. That's the first hour. That sucks. 2.72 second hour, 2.52 million in the third hour. Now, I'm going to make this quick. I've said this before. Fine, you want to do 3 hours. Make your money. But I see where this is heading because I've seen this happen before. Because we're trying to learn from history here. The show, being 3 hours long, is too long. Made worse, by the way, the fact that WWE is promoting ways to watch Raw in about 10 minutes through all of their social media channels, which, let me tell you something, if you don't want to watch 3 hours of Raw, but you can just go online and see the whole thing in 10 minutes, why would you not do that? This show is going to continue to fall at 3 hours, and it's going to fall and fall and fall and fall. And finally, one of these days, USA and WWE are going to go, oh my God, what's happened? We need to cut this third hour. And you know what? That's when it's going to be too late. That's when we're going to say, you know what? You should have done it a year ago or 2 years ago. That's where we're heading. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not going to rant about it. It's useless. I'm just telling you, I have no sympathy for these numbers. It does not bother me one bit. The day is going to come, and they will realize that they acted too late. Now, before Mike jumps in here, I got some notes from Paul Fontaine, our ratings guy. Here's some interesting stuff for you. Forget the 4 million people that were watching at the beginning of Raw moving to 3 hours. Let me repeat that number, by the way. 4 million viewers back when Raw was just 2 hours. Let's look at the drop from the first to the third hour in terms of viewership percentage. And keep in mind that historically, back in the old days when it was 2 hours long, the audience would grow as the show progressed, not decline. In 2012, the first year of the third hour, there was an average drop of 1.42% from hour one to hour three. They kept virtually all of their viewers when they first moved to 3 hours. Third hour started in July, so there is not a full year comparison. And most of that time frame went up against football. So a 1.42% decline from hour one to hour three, usually against football. Let's remember that. The first full year, 2013, the drop from the first to the third hour was only 0.11. Because for most of the year, they weren't going against football. And so they barely lost any viewers between the first hour and the end of the third. 0.11%. In 2014, it fell to 1.65% of the viewers gave up before the show was over. 2015, the first to third hour drop was 4.52%. That's 5% right there. And here we are in 2016, and this is only so far. We haven't even gone against football season yet. They're losing 8% of their viewers as the show goes on. And by the time the year is over because of football, it's probably going to be up around 10% or more are leaving. There's more. In 2013, the average first-hour audience was 4.1 million, and the third hour was 4.1 million. They only dropped 16,000 fans in 2013. In 2016, the first hour is averaging 3.4 million, the third 3.1. That's a drop of 280,000 viewers. That's on average. And if you look at the first hour viewership totals, the drop since 2012 has been 664,000, or about 16%. But the drop from the first to the third hour is currently at 25%. They're killing their own show. They're driving people off in droves. Now, Mike here on Monday, Mike noted on Tuesday, actually, that he didn't even watch Raw. And let me tell you something. I've been a fan of professional wrestling since I was 13 years old. Now, thankfully, Paul Fontaine did all the math because I can't do math. But whatever 41 minus 13 is, that's how many years I've been watching wrestling. How many is that, Mike? Quick.
18.
41 minus 13 is 18. Even I know
Wait,
that's wrong.
28.
28.
That's it.
Been watching this business for 28 years. I was a wrestler. My life is built around wrestling. It's my business. If this were not my job, I ain't watching Raw. It's too long. That's me. So imagine your average wrestling fan, how they're being driven off by these 3 hours. And like I said, it's only going to get worse. But hey, keep it up and be greedy and make your short-term money off this third hour. And let me know how that goes in a year or two. Anyway, that's my speech.
It's not even WWE's issue at this point. When you see a rating that's a 1.88, you can try to spin and go, well, Monday Night Football was down 2 million viewers on average. This was down. Miss America was down on Sunday. Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. When you're USA and you're trying to have the number one rated network on cable TV, you can't be bringing in 1.88 for one of your signature shows. And it is only USA that can make the call to bring that show back to 3 hours. WWE.
2 hours, there, please.
2 hours, I'm sorry. WWE, well, just it feels like 74 when you're watching it, but you can go in there and beg. And plead and do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's USA's call. And if I'm NBC Universal, at some point, again, like you said, they're running them off. I mean, it was insanity. It is insanity. I've been watching wrestling for 35 years. I can't tell you a time where I don't remember wrestling. I always make the joke that pro wrestling taught me everything. I can always apply something to watching wrestling growing up and get a joke out of it or make a joke out of it. And it's like, I watched Backlash. I watched New Japan. I watched Evolve. I didn't need to watch WWE. I didn't need to watch 3 hours. And even if I had to watch WWE, I'm not watching 3 hours. It's been said a million times. I'm not going to sit here and beat the dead horse. It's got to change. It has to change. Even you could have, like, in hindsight now, you could go, okay, you know, under two, but it's still so stark when you find out about it. It's still so stark when you hear it. We could have predicted under a two, but it's like, until you really see it, it's hard to believe. And then those demos came out where it's like, wait a second, this number is going to be under two. It's just a matter of how much. And then it comes up as 1.88. I mean, what else do you say? It has got to change, not only for WWE, but my God, for USA. What an embarrassment.
So that's the Raw numbers, everybody. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about WWE's best show, SmackDown Live, which I might add has far fewer wrestlers on it compared to Raw. But it's a better show because it's 2 hours and it's a lot easier to watch. I got a lot to say about that show. Some good, some bad. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. You're with me.
Living right is easy. Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There are many reasons a rock band can split: drug addiction, creative differences, or even the death of a band member. But perhaps the greatest catalyst for putting the longevity of a band's future at risk is the dark subject of hard cash. Find out how the secret to Fall Out Boy's success lies in an equal share of profits with me over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, did you watch SmackDown last night?
I did indeed.
I'm going to do the full review with Filthy Tom later on today, but I got a couple things I want to discuss here. Not the least of which is, what is going on with this show? In the sense that...
Still makes more sense than Raw.
Well, it does, but here's what is baffling to me. I just don't know what their idea is here. So I at least understood when Dolph Ziggler was coming out every week and Dean Ambrose cuts a promo on him and he says, listen, homie, all you do is you care about stealing the show. You don't care about winning. You're a loser. You're a failure. And then, of course, turns out that he's right. Okay. But at least that's all storyline. Now, maybe there is a reality to it in the sense that it shouldn't matter whether you steal the show or not. I mean, it should be about, I don't know. I don't know what the reality is. I mean, Dolph, there's a million things Dolph should be concerned about, and I guess stealing the show is the top of the list for him, but whatever. That all played into the storyline. So, last night, Dean Ambrose has just lost the title, and he comes out and he's mad, and he's cutting this fiery promo on AJ Styles. And John Cena grabs the mic and he says, listen, dude, you totally have dropped the ball since becoming champion. And Steve Austin was right about you on his podcast. And I thought, okay, hold on. Like, you're right, John Cena. But you're right if we're talking about reality here. Like, myself and all of the other fans, I think a lot of people have noticed that Dean Ambrose, I don't know what's happened since he became champion, but his match quality fell off a cliff. It looks like he's half asleep in the ring. It looks like he doesn't care. I mean, these are all real-life things. But in storyline, why is John Cena saying this guy dropped the ball since he became champion? Aside from being beaten via cheating, he won every single match and he was the champion. This doesn't make any sense. Why was this talked about on the show last night?
I mean, I get it too. Look, this is what they're doing with the trying to blur and bring in little pieces here and there, and certain people can, but other people can't. I mean, it's in a way how it started, it did actually make sense because you do have Ambrose, and Ambrose did get shown up last night badly. It's like, you know, you're complaining about the fact you lost via low blow when you were the one who hung AJ Styles up there. And I think more than Dean Ambrose, to me, it was more being talked down to and not being able to get his man back. And yes, at the end, he did beat, you know, he did leave John Cena laying. So there was a measure of revenge there. But I mean, this was not Stephanie level, but I don't know if it was planned this way or not, but Cena was just, he came across so much better that you have a crowd in Philadelphia that just bombed Ambrose and is booing him and is cheering John Cena for laying him out. And I don't think that's necessarily what the intention was. I think it was supposed to be more level, but it was not more level. And when you do things like this, in a case of Dolph Ziggler, I think they have an end game for what they're doing. When it comes to Ambrose, I don't necessarily think, I think he's their shades of gray guy. I don't think he's necessarily going to be good guy or bad guy, but it's like, either way, whether he's good guy, bad guy, you know, shades of gray guy, doesn't matter. He didn't look like the guy because he got talked down to by John Cena so incredibly badly and came out of that looking pretty damn weak. Now, we'll have to see what happens. I'm willing to give it a little bit going forward to see what happens with Ambrose now, if he's going to remain goofy or what it is. But this guy should just not care about anybody and has got to go back to some semblance of being the Dean Ambrose he was when he first came in and split from the Shield. If not, then, you know, again, we're just cashing it in as just here's another dude.
Just so weird. I mean, at least, like, you can blur the lines with Dolph Ziggler. If you want to say that Dolph believes that he's better than he is, I mean, sure, maybe there's some reality for smart fans there, but it also plays into the character. But it doesn't play into the character at all that Dean Ambrose dropped the ball as a champion. He won every single match!
Well, the only way it plays into the character is if he now gets his spark back, but this can't be a long extended story. You know, a guy like Ambrose just needs, he should, a guy like Dean Ambrose, like a lot of people in life, should probably only need to get slapped in the face once to wake him up. And now it's like, okay, bastards, let's go.
I know, but my issue is that his spark is his in-ring spark, not his character spark. Like, his character has had spark. But, like,
you think so?
That main event, well, he's had a lot of stupid things he's got to do. But, I mean, he wins all his matches. Isn't that what this is supposed to be about in the fake world of pro wrestling? You win all your matches?
You think?
Like, It's not like the Seth Rollins character at that one point where he lost 19 straight matches as champion. Yeah, well, that's what
champions do there.
That character lost his spark, okay? But the Dean Ambrose character has not lost his spark. In real life, he's lost his spark.
I disagree. Dude, I honestly disagree because
Did you watch that main event?
But Brian, I know you're exactly right, but I mean, yes, all the
stuff in the ring during that main event.
That's all, and you're exactly right. But I mean, look at, like, they did the Dick Slater oversized foam novelty cowboy hat with him. There is way too much goof to that character. Having a crazy, goofy guy, like having a Dick Slater in his prime of being, you know, unpredictable, and he might be smiling and hanging out and laughing at you one minute and then being a psychopath the next. That's what Ambrose needs to be. And if the character's not like that, I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to rip him or bash him or anybody that likes him, but I mean, you look at that character of how it's, in my eyes, how it should be presented, and you do have a big character issue there, which is made worse by the fact that, I mean, there is a level of what would seem to be disinterest there, whether it's, you know, whether it's deserved or not.
But listen, I'm not going to defend Steve Austin turning heel because it was an ungodly, stupid idea and it killed the business for about 8 years or whatever. But listen, Steve Austin one time had a cowboy hat on, too, and he was playing the guitar with Kurt Angle. The Steve Austin character doing this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard of. But you know what?
Boy,
did that guy try. And you know what? It sucked, and millions of fans gave up on wrestling, but he did a hell of a job. And those of us that stuck around were vastly entertained by heel Steve Austin and Kurt Angle. It didn't matter that it was stupid. He still gave it his all. You know who else? The most popular guy on SmackDown right now, Heath Slater, has got, for years, he had one awful gimmick after another. But that was a guy that went out there, and it didn't matter. He was going to give it his all, and he was going to make it work. You put one foam hat on Dean Ambrose, and all of a sudden he gives up. Give me a break.
Well,
give me a break. As champion, mind you.
I know what you mean. I sit there, and I watch guys come and go and leave, and you hear them talk afterwards, and you even hear them talk very often as they're still working there, quite off the record, that I don't know what, and you never know what anybody's breaking point or disinterest point is, but boy, they have a special way of taking talented people and driven people and motivated people and sapping it out of them. Now, should that happen? You know, it's all up to the individual. It is, at the end of the day, it's certainly up to the individual, because a lot of people could claim what they're doing, you know, what WWE is doing to them is hurting them, but hey, this is just where we're at right now. This is a very confusing time for WWE as they try to blur these lines between reality and kayfabe and everything else. This is a very, very weird time for them, and it's happening at a time where there's less interest in the product. In some ways, there's more as far as money being spent and this and that and the other, but as far as the general wrestling viewership goes or the average casual fan, I mean, it's crap the bed.
Got another one. Yesterday on this show, I lost my mind over this Randy Orton deal. And I'm not going to lose it again, but I'm asked the same damn question I've asked for days now. Are we sure that it's a concussion issue that's keeping him out of the ring? Because I could have sworn that last night on the show, the Vintner whacked him in the back of the head from behind and then stomped a mud hole in him, and then Randy Orton gave him another RKO. There's no way it's a concussion issue. I refuse to believe it. I'm going to ask Dave, that's the first question I'm going to ask him on the show tonight.
Do me a favor.
I refuse to believe this.
When it comes time for the mailbag segment at the end, make it the first question from me as
Dude,
well,
I'm going to make
too.
It every question. Maybe he got cleared on Tuesday. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Jesus, the NFL, I mean, this is coming off the heels of Cam Newton, you know, and they're hardcore, you know, people debating over whether he should have been pulled out of Thursday's game. But, I mean, they just $100 million towards research and medical development and everything else. If I'm not mistaken, AIG is not going to insure players as far as head injuries in the NFL anymore. I think they pulled out of any deal with the NFL. It's just, again, this is so, I will just ask the same question you have, which is, are you sure it's a head injury? Because if not, this is insane. And not only is it insane, wrestling is mainstream enough now, and guys who work for these websites and everywhere else, mainstream sites, know that wrestling is going to get a click and will get some attention. And here's a real, legitimate thing to look at, to investigate, to talk about. It really is when it comes to the relation of sports. And sooner or later, somebody's going to do it for one of those. Somebody's going to hear this show and push it further. And then what? Because how do you explain this? How do you spin this away? If he is not cleared, straight up, and somebody asks somebody in WWE PR, TMZ, somebody who they go to, what is the answer going to be? Because it's either a lie or it's not. And if something happens to this guy, and it doesn't even matter if something happens to this guy, oh my God, it blows my mind.
Back in a moment with Rachel Ellering, NXT and more, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Howdy there. I'm the extra crispy colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. They're sandwiches made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger-little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are joined today by Rachel Ellering. A lot of stuff to talk about here. Rachel, what's going on?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Is it true that you're wrestling on NXT tonight?
It is very true, yes. So tonight on the network, I face Liv Morgan, so it's perfect timing for me to be on here to chat with you.
Man, oh, man. You and Liv Morgan.
He's going to talk to you nothing about Liv Morgan.
Oh, give me a break, Mike. Come on.
Bummer.
That's not true. Now, you also had a match with Alexa Bliss, that I recall. What's your status with NXT these days and WWE?
You know, I'm just fortunate enough to be there at all the tapings as an extra. I'm not signed. I'm not there as a signed talent or anything like that. But I get the opportunity every month to be there and learn and just soak all of that in. And so I've been very lucky to have that opportunity. I've had a couple matches, like you mentioned, and, you know, hopefully in the future something works out to be, you know, be there a little more frequently. But until then, I'm just loving every second of learning.
This is kind of a goofy question for you, maybe, but, you know, with your family being so known, with your dad being so known for physical fitness, and I think there's maybe a lot of people that don't realize what kind of shape he was in as a wrestler and throughout his entire life, but going down to NXT and seeing the facility they have and all of the things that are at their disposal, you know, it's basically like a, you know, a college or a pro, you know, setup that they have there for major athletic programs, and it is incredibly impressive. What were your thoughts when you first walked into the place, and just what is it like to work out there and have all of these things at your disposal to check out and try to make yourself better?
It's absolutely incredible. Words can't even describe it. So I was trained first by Lance Storm, who you guys might know a little bit. And
a little bit. I've heard
so
of him.
So his facility is awesome, you know, a full-size WWE ring, you know, we do promos, all sorts of stuff, and he's just the greatest person on the planet. And I had my tryout at the PC, and so walking in there and you see, you know, seven wrestling rings and the entire gym, and I'm such a gym junkie, so I first walked into the gym, and of course I'm like, wow, this is paradise, look at this. And then you look through this glass wall and it's all the rings, and so it's just, it's breathtaking. It's very cheesy, but it's beautiful, right? And so it is. It's NFL level stuff. You know, it's like a training center that professional athletes, you know, have and use on an everyday basis. And, you know, people there get to have all of that at their disposal. And so it's just an incredible opportunity to even just be there for a couple days and use it and enjoy it. And I know my dad, when he was down at NXT, he said earlier in the day they brought him there, and he was so blown away by it, because obviously when he was in wrestling it was very different. And so when he's like, I went to the PC, and it was a whole other level of an experience for him. So it's very, very cool.
Now listen, I've been to Lance's school, but I've not been to the Performance Center. Is it possible that the Performance Center is cleaner than Lance's school? Because I don't believe that.
Oh, it's nearly impossible. I mean, you know Lance probably as well as I do, and he's OCD. That place is spick and span. I've been there when he changes, you know, the mask out and everything, and it's a very funny sight. So maybe a couple times a week when we show up, you train 5 days a week with him, but maybe two or three out of the days you'll show up in the morning and he's in the ring vacuuming. And it's
vacuuming, everybody.
Yes, the visual.
He's got a 400 square foot dust cover that he puts over the entire ring every night. Did you know that, Rachel?
Yeah. I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Some places don't clean blood off the, you know, off the mats forever and a day, and people end up getting staph. He's vacuuming the ring. This is amazing,
dude. If someone bleeds on his ring, he buys a new ring.
I've worked on shows where the mats are, where you're thinking, I don't even really want to bump on this because it's so gross. His is pristine, and the amount of, he changes out the canvas for basically every class he has. If anybody bleeds on it, he changes it out, and so he's Mr. Clean.
He looks like Mr. Clean is the irony.
He does. The bald, all of it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you were born in 1992, if I recall correctly.
That is absolutely correct.
Horrifying thought.
Are you sending me birthday gifts? Is this what this is leading to?
No, it's leading to I graduated the next year, but...
Oh, this is, okay, sad moment then.
Yes, that's right. Now, your dad had been, I mean, he was still doing some stuff through the late 90s. So, I mean, what was it like? Do you remember, I guess in your early years, a connection to wrestling? Or, I guess, when did you first decide you wanted to do this? Because you didn't get into it until your early 20s.
Yeah. So my dad, when he was in it, he didn't surround us with it. We didn't go on the road with him. We didn't go to shows. And he would only let us watch stuff on TV when they were on. And after that, we couldn't really watch the rest of the show. So we were very, very closed off from that. I remember in school everybody asking, you know, oh, where's your dad now? And, you know, your dad's always on TV. That's so cool. And for me, he just was dad, you know, and he still is. He's just, I have a dad, you have a dad, we all have dads, and my dad just had a unique job. And so that's how I always viewed it. But when I was 16 is when I saw Trish and Lita, main event of Raw, December 4th, 2006 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that is when I absolutely just decided I have to do this. I mean, look at Lita. She's badass. She's got her half sleeve. She's doing moonsaults. And so that was the moment where it really occurred to me, hey, I could do that. I can do that. I don't necessarily, you know, look like a Trish or the swimsuit models, but I don't have to. I'm athletic. This is everything I'm good at. It's everything I love. And so from that point on, it's all I've wanted to do. And I went to university. I got my bachelor's degree. And then shortly after that is when I moved to Calgary to train with Lance.
Was it a requirement from your family that you had to go to school first?
That was definitely a requirement from my father. My mom is like my number one fan. And I could tell her I want to be, you know, a garbage woman. She'd be so over the moon about it. And so she, you know, she, if I wanted to do it right out of high school, she would have let me. But my dad and I made a deal that I could do it if I got my degree. And so I did that, and I'm glad I did. You know, you got to have a backup plan, and I have a bachelor's degree in communication studies, so it's not like I don't use it now, even with wrestling. So it worked out really, really well.
Let me ask you a question here. So when you first wanted to do this, and your mom, she wouldn't have cared less, but your dad wanted you to go to university, and I'm sure you wanted to do this so badly. I mean, there had to be that party that was like, God, Dad, come on. Now that you're...
You know,
yes?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, go ahead. You go first, and I'll continue my question.
Okay, yeah, it's interesting. I told my dad when I was 16 I wanted to do it, and he was so against it. And it wasn't even until he saw me at NXT a couple months ago, because I was there at tapings and everything before he even was there. And so it really wasn't even until then that he realized, okay, you know, she's doing it. She's not horrible. So I'll kind of get on board with it. But he was very hesitant about me doing it. But, you know, for me, I love it. It makes me happy. I don't want to do anything else. And so no matter what, I'm doing it. And, you know, it's just sweeter when they're along for the ride. So he definitely wasn't on board right away with it. But I think he's coming around. And anybody will tell you this. I never introduce myself as Rachel Ellering. I always just say Rachel. I try to avoid people knowing I'm generational as much as possible, because I want to get, you know, I want to succeed on my own, and I want to create a journey of my own and, you know, experience things and have to work and earn every opportunity that I get. And then, it, you know, it's that much more enjoyable. So that's the journey that I plan on taking.
Well, hold on, Mike. Let me finish this. So this is my psychological analysis here. So when I think about this situation, you were born in 92, and his heyday was years before you were born. Him and the Road Warriors in the 80s, running roughshod and all of this. I can understand that as you're growing up, you probably didn't understand why your dad didn't want you in the business. And from his perspective, he's probably thinking about the mid-80s and the way this business used to be. And he probably showed up at NXT one day and looked around and went, wow, this is totally different. And so I think that probably he's not so worried now about the whole thing. And maybe now, as you've spent more time and talked to guys like Lance and others, do you kind of see why your dad felt this way at the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, once you're a part of it, you know, it's now my whole life. And so you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And for me, 95% of it is great. Not even good. It's great, you know. But absolutely, you can step back and see the bigger picture. And, you know, once I fell in love with it, I obviously dove into learning everything I could about, you know, wrestling's past. And so then, you know, you discover that stuff. And you learn about the not-so-great side of things. And it is a totally different world now than it was, like you said, in their heyday. And so, of course, him being, you know, around NXT now, he gets to see how they run things and, you know, see what the business is like now. And I think he can definitely see that, hey, it's not so bad. I think I'll turn out okay.
with what the business is like now, and Lance has got a pretty darn good reputation for women that go through his school that seem to be able to land work. Obviously, you've kind of been around. Have you had a chance to go to Japan yet? And is there any interest there to go work for a, because I know you've worked for Shine, for a Stardom or a JWP or something like that over there. Have you been approached for that?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. Yeah, I'm actually, it's funny you bring that up. I'm chatting with people right now about that. And, you know, when I decided I wanted to get into wrestling, that was one of the things on the top of my list that I wanted to do, was to go over to Japan. And not only just an incredible wrestling experience, but it would be an incredible life experience. And so that's absolutely 100% something I want to do. And I think it's going to be happening coming up here pretty quick. And so I look forward to it. And, you know, I worked a couple feuds at different places with Tessa Blanchard, and she's over there with Stardom right now, and she's enjoying herself so much. So I know I'll enjoy it when and if I get over there.
Now, you obviously did a lot of powerlifting, I believe a powerlifting champion as well. Was that something that your dad led you towards as a powerlifter himself, or was that a completely separate deal?
It was actually my mom that suggested I try powerlifting. Her reasoning, she's like, oh, to keep you busy, you know, until you can pursue wrestling full time. And so basically I met with a coach one day just to make my mom happy, to get her off my back. And of course, moms know everything. She's the smartest person in the world. And so I ended up falling in love with it. And yeah, I competed for 2 years. I won a bronze medal at the world championship, you know, held 27 state records, all sorts of fun stuff like that. But I met so many incredible people powerlifting, some that'll be my lifelong friends, and they've been so supportive of, you know, this new chapter in my life with wrestling. And, you know, I'm such a gym junkie, and I still do, you know, the three lifts I competed in, just not for max outs or anything like that. I don't need to be blowing a quad, you know.
God forbid. What, what were some of your numbers?
Oh, let's see. My best deadlift was 360. My best squat was 350 below parallel, because that's a pet peeve of mine. My best bench, 175 with a pause on the chest, I believe.
Wow. Dude, Mike, she's smashing you. Smashing you.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude. Get in the gym.
Oh, man. I'm getting old here, dude.
What did you get the bronze for?
The overall bronze.
So, oh, so totals.
Yeah, for total. And you get medals for individual lifts, and I got bronze in all three as well, and then bronze overall.
Man, oh man, this puts you a step ahead there at the Performance Center.
Oh, well, I like to think it helps. You know, I train very different now for wrestling than I did for powerlifting. Cardio is a non-existent creature in powerlifting, and obviously it's key in wrestling. And so I train very different, but, you know, every now and then I like to throw some weight on the bar and just remind myself that if I wanted to, I could move some weight.
You remind yourself you would kill Semper Vivi in these totals. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There are many reasons a rock band can split: drug addiction, creative differences, or even the death of a band member. But perhaps the greatest catalyst for putting the longevity of a band's future at risk is the dark subject of hard cash. Find out how the secret to Fall Out Boy's success lies in an equal share of profits with me over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's Guitar Center's 52nd anniversary, and we're celebrating with exciting new instruments, special financing, and up to 20% off on select gear. At Guitar Center, we carry the best selection of the latest gear from top manufacturers in guitars, drums, keys, DJ, recording, live sound, and more. Don't miss your chance to check out what's new and get up to 20% off on select instruments in every department. Visit one of our 270-plus stores nationwide or shop our complete collection online at guitarcenter.com. Guitar Center, find your sound.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rachel, can you name that tune?
I couldn't even hear the tune.
Oh, man, it's the Ice Train.
Oh, I couldn't even hear it. Otherwise, I would have had fun doing that.
That's right. That's some wrestling history you need to study. The career of the Ice Train.
I will get right on that, Brian.
Yes, please. By the way,
Rachel, remember your whole career. Just remember one thing. If you can just get the word out for the rest of these Americans about Tim Hortons coffee, that will be one of your biggest successes as well, too.
Oh, man.
Mike, that's my life goal. I don't know if you guys see my Twitter, but I'm an addict. Like, I have fans send me K-Cup care packages down here to Florida because I'm so addicted, and I blame Lance for that. So.
NXT tonight, Rachel will be facing Liv Morgan. Rachel, let's get some news out on your Twitter and whatever else you'd like to plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody can find me on Twitter at Rachel Ellering. They can go to Instagram at the Rachel Ellering. I also have a pro wrestling tea store. You can find my stuff there. Come and see me at a show. I also will shamelessly plug Lance's school because that's where I took my first bump all the way until my first match. And so I wouldn't be where I am 9 months into my career if it wasn't for him. So anybody who wants to get into wrestling, Storm Wrestling Academy, Lance is the greatest guy in the whole world. So everybody check it out.
But not the smartest. That's your mom. I've been keeping track
here. Oh, that's my mom. Moms know everything. Come on. You should know that.
That's right. Hey, my mom does. By the way, everybody, last thing before we go, if you head online and Google Rachel Ellering, you can actually see video of her doing her squat in the World Championships, and it is, in fact, below 90. She's not kidding
here. Thank you. Of course it is.
That's right. Check that out. Rachel, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We are out of time, everybody. We got to wrap it up, but check us out daily, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Check out Rachel's Twitter, Instagram, her match tonight on NXT, and more. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.